The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And I'm very excited to be talking with Laura and Sarah Simmons. You guys are part of Twin City Players, and you guys are part of the fundraising committee, and you have something really cool that is going on, and it's called, I wouldn't call it a performance because it's not a performance, but when you promote it, it's the greatest show never seen. It's the No Show Show. I love this idea. I think it's a great way to bring people to the theater, but not actually bring them to the theater. So, but first off, I want to talk about Twin City Players, as the last year has flipped our world upside down and you haven't been able to have people come to the stage and come to the Playhouse and actually see performances. It's been a huge challenge. And I know you guys being part of the fundraising committee, it's something where you kind of need to shift into overdrive a little bit with creativity and coming up with new ideas. But let's look back. What was going on this time last year at Twin City Players?
We were just getting ready to put on The Women of Lockerbie. And it's a great show, great cast assembled, great directing team. And everything is still on stage. The costumes are still in the dressing room, hopefully waiting for some kind of sign to either perform or videotape. And it's like time has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Time has stopped. And we had also just cast our next production of Fun Home. Again, phenomenal cast assembled.
Right.
So,
yeah. And Laura, you know, you and your mom also, you guys are in the shows, you are working backstage, not only just being on the fundraising committee. So, you know, were you part of some of those productions?
I was the choreographer for Fun Home, and mom was in Fun Home.
Yeah.
That's Helen Bechtel. So it wasn't just me on the cast. There was a lot of
cool. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was so anxious to be a part of this. And, you know, like everybody else who's involved in theater all across the country and world, we're all on hold. So
yeah,
it's
yeah,
tough. It
has been very tough. And yeah, and seeing those cast members, I think I even talked to some of the people that were part of The Women of Lockerbie, and I was excited for that. I was super excited about Fun Home as well. Not only knowing the show, but also seeing the community members that are part of the cast. It was like, ooh, this is going to be a good one. But yes, everything got put on hold and it's been very tough, but you guys have, I think, adapted very well, coming up with new ideas, not just with fundraising, but performances as well. I mean, everything from virtual plays, doing sort of radio style plays, as well as some other things that you started to work on. But again, everything can get put on hold in an instant. But I think you guys have adapted very well. So with the fundraising committee, you've been able to be part of the Arts Challenge with the Bering Community Foundation. So that's, I think, and you guys may agree with me, that it's added a new aspect of collaboration that hopefully you'll be able to do in the future, not just on the fundraising side, but even in performance side, right?
Absolutely. As far as the collaboration, I mean, we're community theater.
Yeah.
So we work with people. That's what we want to do. And whether we go the Arts Foundation again, which, you know, fantastic, there's also so many other ways to reach out and work with other people, companies in the community.
Yeah.
So I really hope this opens the door for a lot more of that in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the main great way to have funds come in is to put on performances and have people sitting in the seats in the auditorium. But yeah, it's something that you haven't been able to do for about a year now. So let's talk about this, the No Show Show. As you guys have been brainstorming and trying to come up with ways for people to continue to support Twin City Players, where did this concept of the No Show Show come about?
Go ahead, Laura.
our business manager, Kim Kidd, she is on the fundraising committee. She brought this up and we were very confused. We're like, what is this? We were very intrigued, but a little confused. And she explained it to us and we saw another theater's videos of it. Mm-hmm. And we instantly fell in love. We have to do this. We have to do something like this. It is so interesting.
Yeah.
And I came up with the video stories and it was really fun to do.
We did sit on the idea for a while because we understood the whole concept of mm-hmm. it's like a no-show or a no-dinner.
Right.
But we just didn't know how to go about doing it. So we did sit on it for a few months just wondering, because if we wanted to do this, we wanted to do it in the best way possible. And it did require a lot of pre-thought process. And I think what Cassie and Laura especially have come up with is fantastic.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the videos you guys have produced on social media, and it's exactly what I think of being a theater kid myself, of what I would be doing right now. Is the itch is there for wanting to get back on stage for many people that are in performance, and it's tough to just kind of be on that, sitting in idle at the moment, not being able to get out there. So it's, you know, the choreographer, planning out the dance steps, but no people in front of them to teach them, or the makeup or the costuming. And I know you guys did a pivot with making masks last year, mm-hmm. and that's been a way for your customers to still get involved and also be part of the community. But yeah, it is that isolation that is very tough for a person that does love theater and just being part of the arts. And as patrons, we are wanting to go and see performances. I mean, that's the one thing. I think the first thing I want to do is go see a performance of some kind when we're able to do so safely. And that's been huge. So the no-show show, it isn't a performance, but you're treating it much like a performance and how people buy tickets and things of that sort. So tell me how this works. How do I, as somebody that wants to support Twin City Players and be part of or go to the no-show show, how do I do this?
There's a few ways. You can go to our website and purchase tickets that way, just like you would for a normal show. Yeah. It's twincityplayers.org. Or you can call the box office and leave a message. So even though there is no show, mm-hmm. you still take the same routes in order to purchase tickets that you would normally do for a show, only there is no box office open for you to walk in and buy a ticket. So that's the only difference there.
Right. So you do this online. Mm-hmm. You don't need to actually go to the Twin City Players Playhouse in order to get your ticket to the show. I'm using quotations, but I'm doing this through video, but it's going to be on the radio. So it's people aren't seeing my quotations, but hopefully they are. It's a no show show. You don't go to the performance, right, but you treat it just like that. And I think you guys have been one of the best ones as far as being able to do that in the past with regular performances, of having a ease of use for anybody that wants to buy tickets and support. So tickets are how much again?
They are $10 for every ticket you buy. And we love repeat customers. So if you've gone to see the no show mm-hmm. already, please come back because you're going to see the not same show again.
I love this. This is really awesome. And so this will go, it started the beginning of March and it'll go through the end of March. Will there be an extended run of the no show show?
You know, it depends on if we get enough interest in the no show. We will be happy to extend it for as long as people are going to be willing to buy tickets for it.
And the videos on the Facebook page, you can watch at any point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. They will be there.
I love that because I'm seeing the videos. It's been very entertaining to see, the people that we know for performances or as directors being those, like we said before, those people that are, everything from organizing the box office or the concession stand to, sweeping the floors of the stage, turning the lights on and off again. It's been tough to not be able to actually do those things. But with many of the cast members or crew that is involved with Twin City Players, support is definitely needed to help Twin City Players as much as possible. So again, if we want to buy more than just the $10 ticket, if we just want to make a flat donation of support to Twin City Players in some way. Can we still do that?
You can always do that. You don't have to buy a ticket if you don't want to. You can just make a flat donation, and you would contact the box office, contact Kim Kidd at TCP Box Office. Oh, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank on the email. It's on the website.
Yep. Call, and you can we still call the phone number as well to buy tickets if we want to?
Yes. There is nobody to answer the phone. Okay. Leave a message. Kim checks it all the time. So.
Wonderful. That's 269-429-0400. You can find a lot of information about the no-show show, the greatest show never seen with Twin City Players. I love this idea. I think it's something that maybe you can continue to do in the future. And I look forward to actual performances from Twin City Players, however those may be, outdoors, indoors, virtual. Either way, I know it'll be great. And you guys will have a lot of fun doing it. So again, find more information, twincityplayers.org. Laura and Sarah, thank you guys so much for being part of this. And thank you for the great ideas for the fundraising team. You guys did a great job. So this will be awesome. Goes till March 28th. But thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
Thank you so much.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.